Welcome to the Livingston's Herald for December 2018. This is issue number 80 of the magazine, and we begin with a letter from the editor.
Have you ever been stuck for a word? We have this frustration to face almost on a daily basis, when in spite of the written clue, we cannot get the missing word in the crossword. The next day's solution has us invariably admitting that we should have known it. In everyday speech also, the missing word, usually somebody's name or a place we have visited, can irritate us. Many of our readers will have had this experience, no doubt saying, "It's on the tip of my tongue," or "at the back of my mind." On a most serious note, a close friend after a stroke found that he had difficulty remembering specific words and initially was very frustrated. Now he finds a way round the problem by offering a description of the object. For the airport, he might substitute "where you go to get the plane." The conversation flows quite smoothly now, with very little hesitation. At the present time, we find it quite humorous to observe that we are becoming more dependent on a wall calendar or our mobile phones to remind us of appointments and events. Our to-do list and shopping list get longer and longer. We even have to employ strategies to remind us to take what pills at what times. These small inconveniences are nothing compared to the memory loss caused by Alzheimer's and senile dementia, which affect more and more of our ageing population. It's heartening to see so many people supporting this charity by finding unique methods of fundraising to help find a way of alleviating these terrible afflictions. Later in the magazine, you will read about how one of our young members did just that.
And now a letter from Dave, our minister. Dear friends, thanks to all who managed to take part in the Stevenston Convention weekend. Kenny Borthwick spoke so well in being in relationship with God and what that meant as a disciple, using Luke 9 as his starting point. The next night, Rob Barlow spoke from Luke 10, looking at the need for mission, and that mission falls naturally out of discipleship. We had a shared worship on Sunday morning at Ardeer, followed by lunch at the High Kirk Halls with our friends from the High Kirk. It was good to see so many Livingston and Ardeer folks there. Sunday evening was the praise night, although on Saturday morning Kenny and I had agreed to add in a time of ministry. It was a wonderful weekend, and I know that God spoke to people and used the time to minister to his children. We were led in worship by Scott Cameron, who put together the praise band. Thanks to them for bringing us into the presence of God at these gatherings. I also want to thank Kenny and Rob for their input and for remaining with us throughout the weekend. As some of you will know, I've been struggling with problems with my neck, back and shoulders, which has also led to my having problems in hearing properly because of the way nerves were caught up. These things have been getting better, and there was a significant movement over the convention weekend when I received God's healing for my hearing. During this time, I've tried to sense what God's been saying to me, particularly in light of some of the General Assembly instructions, to think around a radical action plan and the eldership material from the Mission and Discipleship Council. What I do know is that all this is a drive for change in the church, both nationally and locally. The national drive is, how can the national church help support the local church's mission? This means, of course, that we need to look at what mission looks like for Livingston and Ardeer churches. Importantly, this means that we need to look at discipleship first. Discipleship is about our relationship with God, being with God. Mission is about what we are called to do, to share the gospel message with the world, doing. As we approach 2019, we also need to remember that we are moving towards a union. On the 17th of November, the joint sessions met together to discuss all these issues, and there will be more about that in the months to follow. Friends, God calls us, not to remain as we are, but to be transformed by his word, to be closer to him and to be obedient to him. I see nothing to fear from any of this, as he will not harm, but he wants to bless us. This Christmas, can I encourage you to ask God how he wants to bless you? Take time in silence to ask that question without trying to tell him what you want. It's my prayer that you will be richly blessed this Christmas. God's blessing to you all from Maureen and I, Dave.
Prayer thoughts from Andrew Tomlinson. Paul writes these words in chapter 13 of his first letter to the Corinthians. Now we see things imperfectly, as in a poor mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. Paul was referring to our present state and the acknowledgement that perfect clarity can only come when we meet with God. In this season of Advent, we will continue to stumble along in that semi-blindness while the world around us indulges in a consumer orgy, having lost touch with the reason for the giving of gifts. This, of course, leads us back to the big question: how do we re-engage the world with Christ and the gospel? Paul writes to the Colossians, "We ask God to give you a complete understanding of what he wants to do in your lives, and we ask him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom." Essentially, Paul is praying that through God's grace, we become good disciples. Then our lives will be testimony to the gospel, and by our word and deed, others will see Christ's example being followed. At the recent Path of Renewal evening conference, we were asked to reflect on a passage from Acts and to pick out what struck us. The result was a long list as different people shared their perspectives. In almost all cases, there was a direct application to how we live our lives. If we bring all these elements together, prayer, knowledge of God's word, and openness to the guidance of the Spirit, we are in a stronger position to bring the real meaning of Advent to this Christmas and to sow the seeds of the gospel for future harvests.
Now Andrew gives us some prayer themes. Approach. Come before God humbly, but in the knowledge you are there at his invitation. Confession. Bring before God your shortcomings, and asking forgiveness, pray that you will follow his path more closely. Thanksgiving. Ministry. Give thanks for Dave Sutherland and his ministry with us. Path of Renewal. Give thanks for the encouragement to consider innovation and not be afraid for it to fail or need adjustment. Stewardship Gathering. Give thanks for the work done on visiting, displays and in the evening itself. Faithful Commitment. Give thanks for the commitment shown in various forms. Sunday attendance, the jam club teaching, tea making, flower arranging, audio-visual work, maintenance, involvement in organisation. Intercession. Ministry experience. Pray that Alan Wright will be encouraged to continue on the path to ministry. Those experiencing hardship. Pray that those facing financial and other difficulties will find respite. Loneliness. Pray for those who are lonely that they find their need addressed. And the church. Pray that together the Stevenson churches can fill the town with the message of Christ's birth.
News from the Kirk Session. We celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd of December 2018. Please join us in fellowship and worship. At a time of declining membership of the church, it was so encouraging earlier this year to welcome Alexander Chisholm as a new member of our congregation. This was at a time of great celebration, as we also celebrated John Kerr's 100th birthday and his commitment, faith and long service as an elder of Livingston Church. In contrast to this, it was with great sadness that a few months later we learned of John's sudden passing. John was involved with Livingston all his life, from baptism to death, devoting his life to witness and service. Although in latter years he was an inactive elder, he was, however, very active in his attendance at church events and Sunday worship. He always took a great interest in the life of the church. John embraced change, and at our messy Sunday, he showed he was young at heart, participating in all the various activities, especially splatter painting. John is now in the presence of the Lord he served throughout his 100 years. Sandy Herschel, Session Clerk. Now, Jean Galloway writes about the Wall of Poppies. This year being the centenary of the end of the First World War, there was an idea to do a commemorative wall of poppies. I took on the challenge, which I enjoyed. 5 weeks later, with lots of help from friends and the ladies of Livingston and Ardeer Knitting and Crocheting Craft Group, putting it all together, we have an impressive display of 508 poppies. We've decided to display the commemorative wall between the cross and the organ, which at one time belonged to Sir Harry Lauder, whose only son died at the Battle of the Somme during the First World War. Thanks to everyone who contributed to this project.
A stewardship update on the gathering from Andrew Tomlinson. The event, which was the focus of the stewardship campaign, provided an array of informative displays showing the work of the organisations that meet in Livingston Church. Time was given for people to go round and chat to the organisation leaders about the information on their displays. There followed a short talk on pastoral work, and then there was an example of godly play used within the Jam Club. The Jam Club then introduced us to some of the puppets which will be used in puppet ministry. Talks were given on Christian spending and Christian giving, separated by a short sketch. The evening closed with tea, coffee and biscuits, of course. Thanks are owed to the organisations for their excellent displays, the visitors for taking out invitations, those who prepared and served the tea, and the stewardship group. We also owe our thanks to Edith Scott, the Church of Scotland consultant, who set us on our way, and despite deserting by retiring before the event, furnished us with the framework we needed. The outcome of these efforts will take a little while to filter through, but the event was an excellent reminder of what the church contributes to the town.
And now, from Catherine Burns, an item on the Macmillan afternoon tea coffee. In September, the Guild held a most enjoyable afternoon tea for members and friends in aid of Macmillan Cancer. This charity does amazing work supporting not only those who have been diagnosed with cancer, but also their carers and family. Apart from practical help with nursing care, they can also provide financial help and support. In the past, the Guild has helped with fundraising by collecting stamps and providing handcrafted goods. This year's afternoon tea consisted of an amazing choice of wonderful mouth-watering cakes and tray bakes, all thanks to our president, Dorothy Benno. Warning, those on a diet should not attend. The Guild were rewarded by a most generous response from those who came, allowing us to raise £283. You never cease to amaze us with your kindness. Again, our thanks for your support.
And now a word on the Jam Club, Jesus and Me, from Louisa Chisholm. I can't believe it is nearly Christmas and another year is almost over. Since September and the start of a new session, the Jam Club has completed topics on Paul's journeys to Rome and have entertained the congregation with two plays and a puppet show. The Jam Club at Christmas are busy as usual. A date to remember is the 23rd of December with the Jam Club Christmas service. I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a peaceful New Year.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Pantomime season is upon us once again. Livingston players are proud to present their 2018 pantomime, Jack and the Beanstalk, based on a script written by Roy McGregor and directed by Anne Cochrane. We have 16 fantastic children in our junior cast, and as ever, they are extremely talented and have been working really hard every Sunday afternoon. They're sure to entertain on stage with an array of songs and dance routines. Like most years, we have welcomed new faces to both the adult and junior cast. Joining the adult cast this year is Brian Murray, who is no stranger to the Livingston and Ardeer congregation. He's taking on the role of Dame Trot. Seeing Brian in a frock will be worth the admission price alone. Why not buy a ticket and come along to the show? The pantomime is sure to be filled with laughs, fun, music and dance as we follow the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. Will Jack Trot be forced to sell his beloved cow, Pat? What will the nasty flesh creep have in store for the Trot family? Will there be a happy ending? This year, the pantomime will take place on Tuesday the 4th to Friday the 7th of December in Livingston Church Hall. Tickets are priced at £7 for adults and £5 for children, except for the opening night where all tickets are priced at just £5. Proceeds will go to Christian Aid. The tickets have designated row and seat numbers and are on sale now. As usual, tickets sell quickly, so don't delay as we are limited to 190 people in the hall each evening. If you don't know any cast members or can't buy tickets on a Sunday after morning worship, then you can buy your tickets online at our website, www.livingstoneplayers.org.uk. Here you'll find lots of information about our past productions. Our Facebook page also has regular updates about Jack and the Beanstalk and future performances. facebook.com/livingstoneplayers. At the time of going to print, we've already sold almost 650 tickets and our opening night has sold out. We're extremely grateful to our audiences who return each year and hope you will come and support us again. This year, we have embarked on installing a new lighting system and have made further improvements to the sound system. After all, the top of the beanstalk is very high, so we need to make sure the sound and lights reach all the way up there. We are also very thankful for the efforts of the work party, who have been busy painting the backdrop and making props to enhance the show. Along with our increasing range of merchandise available at affordable prices, our 2018 pantomime is sure to live long in the memory. Oh, yes, it will. We look forward to seeing you there, Livingstone Players.
And now an article from Alan Kerr entitled Time for a Trim. A massive thank you to everyone who contributed so willingly to the Time for a Trim campaign. The final total raised was £570.75. I've been growing my hair since March 2014, when I donated my last ponytail to make wigs for cancer patients. On this occasion, my ponytail was donated to the Little Princess Trust, who provide real hair wigs free of charge to children and young people up to the age of 24 that have sadly lost their own hair due to cancer treatment and other illnesses. In addition to this, in partnership with CCLG, that's the Children's Cancer and Leukemia Group, we fund research into childhood cancers. This time, as well as donating my hair, I thought that I'd also try to raise funds for another good cause, Alzheimer Scotland. Alzheimer Scotland is the leading dementia charity in Scotland. They campaign for the rights of 90,000 people with dementia in Scotland and their families, and provide an extensive range of innovative and personalised support services. They also fund vital research into the cure, care and cause of the condition, primarily through their world-leading Dementia Research Centre in Edinburgh. Once again, thank you to everyone who contributed to the fundraiser. I have been amazed and touched that people have been so generous.
Congratulations. Congratulations to Susan and Ken Gibson on the birth of their new granddaughter, Ailey Wei Zing Gibson, born in Singapore on the 24th of September 2018. Now the Guild report from Dorothy Pennell. As I write this on Halloween, I can't really believe that the Guild has already had 8 meetings and we're well into this year's programme with the new strategy, Seeking the Way, the new theme, One Journey, Many Roads, the new topic, Let's Talk About the Unexpected Journey, and the new projects, Sailor Society, A Chaplain in Every Port, and Free to Live Trust, Seamless Story. November's meetings have included a concert with the Zigeuners from Fairleigh, a joint guild meeting with Highkirk and Ardeer to hear about the Sailor Society project, the guild dedication service on Sunday the 18th, a songs of praise with origins of some of the well-loved hymns for Guild Week on the 20th, and a demonstration of flower arranging on the 27th. In December, we have 4 meetings. On the 4th, we will visit South Beach House to entertain the residents with Scottish songs and share afternoon tea with them afterwards. On the 5th, there's a guild meeting for North Ayrshire in St Cuthbert's in Saltcoats. On the 11th, we will hold our AGM followed by our annual Christmas service. The last meeting of the year will be on December the 18th, when Isabel Beck will show us Godly Play, Advent, to celebrate Christmas. If any member of the congregation is interested in any of the subjects we will cover over the next couple of months, they will be made most welcome by the Guild members.
And a short and finance report from the Treasurer. All the sums are in pounds, obviously. So as at September the 30th, 2018, the balances and movements, and there's some comparison values from last year. General fund opening balance, £1,608. Expenses, ministry and mission, £2,905. Collections, £3,293 over five Sundays, and retiring offering, £82. Other expenses, travel, £204, telephone, £212, that's for 4 months, pulpit supply, £60, electricity, £68, church officer, £200, and the man's £200, leaving a balance of £1,134 compared to minus £4,020 last year. As £5,000 has been transferred from the beneficiary to the general fund, the overall balance change for the year so far is virtually zero. Fabric fund. Opening balance, £5,807. Standing orders, £80. Expenses to O'Neill, up at Central Heating, £39. And shelving, £27. The balance, £5,821. Comparing with last year's £7,321. All fabric items have been charged to this fund this year, hence the drop in balance over the year. Designated and restricted funds. Opening balance is £5,549, T's £61, dividend income £1,379, Livingston Players £100, Harvest £215, expenses Livingston Players £1,571, Stewardship £125, Harvest £195. The balance at the end £5,373 compared to £5,368 last year. Beneficiary funds, an opening balance £98,810, a legacy of £2,000, and the balance after unit value adjustment £100,765. Considering that £5,000 has been withdrawn from this fund, to be only £1,000 down over the year is pleasing. The gathering is past, so it is time to see what benefits may come from it. I would encourage you to consider using the standard order form and, if appropriate, the gift aid form. Our ministry and mission contribution for next year is set at £36,000. Even after reductions for various reasons, the final amount will be a significant increase on this year. So we are already anticipating an increase in expenditure for 2019. We will also be facing some exceptional expenses. Exactly how much will become clearer in the near future. And that's signed off by Finlickia.
And now the Fabric Committee report from Arthur Taylor. Hall cupboards. With the coming of the 11th Ayrshire Beavers and Cubs to our halls, it was necessary to check and reallocate the hall cupboards. This has been done, and to make better use of them, four cupboards have been fitted with an extra shelf, and new knobs have been fitted to all the cupboards. The hinges on the Brownies cupboard were straightened, and now the door fits. We intend to have new labels made and fitted to each. The guide's new cupboard. A new cupboard was obtained and was put in the session room. Since it had only one shelf in it, plywood was bought and three shelves were cut and fitted. Ladies' toilet. It was found that a section of tiles had become loose. When they were removed, the wall underneath was quite wet. This was left to dry and PVA glue was painted on. The loose plaster was removed and the wall sanded. New tiles were obtained and have been fixed in place. Some grouting has still to be finished. There was also a lot of flaky paint, which was removed, and the toilet repainted. Doorbell. The ladies of the guild reported that the outside bell could not be heard in the large hall when a function was on. A radio bell was obtained and the push button was fixed to the outside with the bell in the socket on the stage. Pantomime. We're now in pantomime mode. The white and the backdrop on the stage in preparation for Bill to do a suitable scene for this year's panto. We've made our giant's key, milking stool, repainted the stage Christmas trees, and have built stands for the gates. Church heating. After some problems, the heating system is as good as it can be. A faulty valve was replaced, the red pressure cylinder emptied of water and repressurised. The time was reset back to the winter setting. The only problem is the fan in the right-hand boiler, which can be temperamental. The engineer has told us a new or second-hand one may be difficult to obtain and probably at high cost. In the meantime, I've been checking the heating early on Sunday mornings.
11th Ayrshire Scouts Group. Our Scouts group was previously held at another venue in Stevenston before we were delighted to be allowed to meet at Livingston Church Hall on Tuesday evenings. Being at Livingston has opened so many more doors for our ever-growing group, as there was more flexibility on meeting times, together with being more accessible to the outdoors. From our time at Livingston, we have been able to offer an array of indoor and outdoor activities. Being located at the Ardeer Rec, as well as being within walking distance of the beach, has allowed us to get the kids outside to do activities such as bat hut, playing wide games, together with a fire lighting on the beach. When possible, we aim to have our young people outside as much as possible, weather permitting, as this is what scouting is about and they love this. As well as offering easy access to the outdoors, the hall is ideal for playing games and badge work. We were also kindly given the use of some storage cupboards, which makes life a lot easier for the leaders. Our beavers, cubs and scouts have lots of fun and adventures in scouting and are very happy to meet their friends every week at Livingston Church Hall. And that's from Mary Murray, who's the Cubs section leader.
Church flowers. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all those who have helped over the year arranging and delivering flowers. Thank you also all who have donated to the Flower Fund. It's lovely to see the different arrangements in church each week, and the flowers are greatly appreciated by all those who receive them. My heartfelt thanks to all of you for your support. Liz Canavan.
The Church Diary for Advent. First Sunday in Advent is the 2nd of December. There'll be the sacrament of the Lord's table at the morning service, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Three Towns Care Home Carol service. On Wednesday the 5th of December at 2 p.m. there'll be the Thistle Daycare Carol service. Second Sunday in Advent on the 9th of December there'll be a gift service at the morning service, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Bonnie Leslie Court, which all churches will be at. The third Sunday in Advent, the 16th of December, morning worship, and then at 6:30 in the evening, there'll be a unity service and a carol service at Ardeer. On Tuesday the 18th, there'll be a bereavement service at Livingston Church at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday the 23rd, the fourth Sunday in Advent, will be a nativity service at morning worship. And then on Monday the 24th on Christmas Eve, there'll be a family service at Ardeer Parish Church at 7:30. And then a watch night service at Livingston Parish Church at 11:15. On Christmas Day, Tuesday the 25th, there'll be a joint service in Livingston Parish Church at 10:30 a.m. And then on Sunday the 30th of December, there'll be shared worship at Ardeer Parish Church at 10:30 a.m. Also, please note that commencing Sunday the 6th of January, the services in Livingston will begin at 11:30 a.m. and those in Ardeer at 10 a.m.
Now, a note from the editor. Articles for the next magazine should be sent to me by Wednesday the 30th of January, 2019. My thanks to all who've contributed to this edition. Your support is much appreciated. And to finish, a couple of jokes. Seasonal jokes. What do snowmen wear on their heads?
I don't know. What do snowmen wear on their heads?
Ice caps. How does a snowman get to work?
I don't know. How does a snowman get to work?
By icicle.